InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Incredible time to be alive. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, there is a lot of confusion going on about what exactly is happening with this two-week ceasefire between Iran and the United States. Israel said last night that, you know, they're going to keep bombing Lebanon and Iran. And so Iran started shooting missiles back at Israel. And then Fox News spun it that Iran had broken the ceasefire deal. I'm not siding with Iran. I'm watching this happen in live time. It's not debated. But Fox News and others that are pro-war are targeting people that are low-information viewers. And it's so ridiculous when you're just dealing with facts and people, not just Fox News, but influencers and people, they want to just believe whatever delusional crap they want. Last night, this morning, oh, look, Jones, you said Trump was about to commit war crimes, and now they made a deal, and this is a great victory. Is that why Netanyahu and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin are freaking out? No, this is a terrible repudiation of Israel and the war. Iran has basically gotten everything it wants in the agreement because Trump was desperate to open the Strait of Hormuz. This is a huge black eye to the United States. I'm glad that Trump didn't engage in increase war crimes or, quote, destroy entire civilization. But this thing, 39 days in, is a total and complete disaster, and we have been right about it. But you've got one group of pro-war people saying this is a great victory and everything's fine, even though the ceasefire's already fallen apart. You got other people, the Israel First warmonger, Greater Israel Lobby, saying that this is a total disaster, which it is. But it's a lesser disaster than Levin last weekend calling for Trump. Well, the Pentagon says it might kill 100,000 U.S. troops to take Iran. Let's just use nukes. And then Trump says, I'll obliterate your whole country, your whole civilization. It'll never come back. The definition of genocide. Experts go, that sounds like nukes. And they go, oh, you're crazy. Nobody wants to use nukes. No, you just have part of the Pentagon pushing nukes. You've got Israel pushing nukes. You've got Israel top Knesset members and the top deputy of Netanyahu on TV saying days ago, we want to use nukes. When you say we'll destroy your whole civilization in one day and you'll never come back from it, what is that? And the Pentagon's like, oh, we got things worse than blowing up your bridges and your power plants. Well, what is it? Well, we're not going to tell you, but believe me, you don't want to know. And J.D. Vance saying the same thing. So I shot a video this morning at 7:30 and posted to X, and said, the ceasefire is not holding. This is a major strategic defeat for the United States. We were induced into this by Israel, but it was the lesser of evil decisions that could be made. And then the average American can't even figure out what's real because Trump's all over the map. And we also have Trump now saying, oh, the deal that Iran put out that we say we agreed to, we didn't really agree to that, but we've got another deal, but we can't let you see it. I mean, what? This is disastrous mismanagement. But there's still time to correct. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Now, on this transmission, you are going to get the facts. This morning at about 7:30, I posted to X what I believe was going to happen. I said the ceasefire is going to probably fall through. Trump will start saying that the agreement he made with the Iranians isn't the real agreement, because that's what he's done in the past. Israel's not going to stop. They already said that last night. And then when Iran strikes back, the media will say that Iran's broken the ceasefire. And because the general public is so low information and so politically, militarily illiterate, everyone will just run around and argue about what's happening when we know what's going on. So here's the facts. And I don't say this with pleasure or enjoyment, because this is the tree I was born in. This is the tree I live in. The rest of the world's got major problems too. I am all in on America and want us to succeed. And having Israel tail wag the dog and get us into this 39 days ago, we predicted everything would happen. It had been war game by all the major war colleges, by the think tanks. We knew a spectrum of bad things that were going to happen that go from bad to worse. And a one being, you know, bad but not too bad, and 100 being the end of the world nuclear war, this has escalated up to about a 50 right now, okay? And when Trump came out and said we have a deal and oil prices dropped the most ever, 24% in just a few hours, the temperature went down from 50 to about 30. But as soon as the ceasefire falls through, that's already happening, and the strait gets closed again, which Iran just did minutes ago, confidence is lost and oil will go up even higher. And again, that is the basis of all inflation, and we are already in an inflationary crisis globally, and Trump's recovery plan is based on that. So here's the summation. I'll go unpack all the facts and show you all the clips. This makes America look extremely weak. This endangers the dollar. It empowers our enemies. And so people say, well, then why did Trump capitulate? Which he did. I'll go through it. Because the other alternative of keeping the strait closed is even worse. We were put into a war designed as Great Reset 2.0, as COVID 2.0, to wreck the recovery, discredit MAGA, discredit populism, discredit nationalism operating on its own, to put the globalist New World Order back in charge. That's at the top 100,000 foot view. And then it goes down from there. Israel has its interests, wants a greater Israel, wants to knock out its enemies, but up higher with the Rothschilds and the central banks and BlackRock, they were the final reason the U.S. went forward with this, and the Saudis wanted it as well. And so now we are in a disaster. Now, Nick Fuentes says, and I'll play a clip coming up, that we've lost the war. Well, if we can pull out of this, we got a bloody nose, but we haven't lost the war. But the longer we stay in, and the longer Iran holds on, and the longer Iran wins a war of attrition and keeps the Strait of Hormuz closed, with riots already starting in Ireland and Southeast Asia and everywhere, with oil running out, Australia, and all that comes with that, Trump either totally escalates with giant ground invasions and nukes, because that's the only way to escalate past this, as Mark Levin and others in Israeli TV are calling for. That's how this works, in escalation. That top general's on to explain it to you. And as this escalates, you either escalate into full, absolute, total war, and the Pentagon says it'll kill at least 100,000 U.S. troops to take the country. And so Mark Levin says last week, and we have the clip, well, let's just nuke them, you see? And that's Trump's brain on this. But Trump over a week ago began to wake up to the fact that this was a trap and even made fun of Levin publicly and said, well, you're bad, you're an evil person, you give me bad advice, but you're nice to me, so I listen to you, even though I probably shouldn't have. Remember that clip I played about 10 times? And I'm talking people that are talking to Trump, that are in the cabinet meeting. Susie Wiles is freaking out. Vance is freaking out. Trump's screaming at him, saying, no. He told Tucker Carlson 2 weeks ago. Tucker said, this is going to be a disaster. You're being set up. You got to get out of this. He said, it's going to be okay. And he said, how do you know that? Tucker told the New York Times this. And he said, well, everything always goes good for me. That's not really the case. But Trump perseveres, has good backers, so God has pulled us through on these things. But you can't always just expect it. Just because you've had success most of the time, you're always going to have it in the future. So that's where we are. And Vance was over in Hungary. He was the one getting this deal done. Trump saw the $150 oil. All his economists said, sir, if this even continues a week, the global economy is going down. And so Trump said, fine, make a deal. And I was told last night by people involved in it, I'll just leave it at that, because I got a call before it even got announced by an insider with Vance, that, hey, we got the deal. It's about to be announced. If you want to get ahead of it. And I was driving, and by the time I got home, it boom, popped up. I got it like 10 minutes before. And they said, look, Trump has agreed to this, and he hasn't even seen it. And I'm sitting there about, 8 o'clock at night or whatever, thinking, I shoot a video on this. No, I'm gonna wait. But the point is, here's Trump now today, just an hour ago, saying he hadn't even seen what they're claiming he agreed to, and that he has his own agreement. So that's how crazy this is. That's why there's a constant flip-flopping and all this going on. So the deeper we get in, the worse. As I said at 7:30 this morning in my first report on this, I think that this is going to degenerate, the ceasefire will fall through, and then the war will then get worse, and I think Trump will then double down, and Israel will double down if we don't put massive political pressure on them. And the White House is admitting, Tucker Carlson, myself, and a bunch of other prominent people going after Trump had a huge effect with the base. Most of the military is telling Trump it's a bad idea. It gave them a lot of support. Susie Wiles, I told you 2 weeks ago, was asking members of the cabinet to push back on Trump. Then she leaked it to the news last week. So there's a lot of people trying to get Trump's brain out from under the control of Benjamin Netanyahu and his little wizard over there, Mark Levin, that literally was controlling Trump's brain. And Trump said so in repeated posts. This is what I think. Listen to him. That was 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Last week, oh, you're a really bad person, really evil. I shouldn't have listened to you, but you tell me I'm great, so I did. I mean, it's like stream of consciousness craziness. So that is the facts. I got a bunch of clips I want to go to right now. But Israel announced last night, Netanyahu, there's video. He said, we're not stopping. We're going to keep hitting Iran. We're going to keep hitting Lebanon and just some of the biggest bombings yet. Iran fires missiles back. All over Fox News, Hannity, why are they shooting missiles? They broke the deal, even though Israel had just announced they were going to intensify attacks. And again, Fox just can't help but manipulate his viewers, just can't help but think, we've got stupid viewers, we've got idiots watching, let's lie to them. Now, Iran came out about 2 hours ago and said, yeah, the ceasefire wasn't abided by. And Vance had said Israel was going to stand down. They didn't. So we're reclosing the strait, and we're going to continue attacking. So basically, there is no peace deal. Trump just agreed to something he hadn't even read so that it would make oil drop, which it did, from $150 a barrel to $98 a barrel. A $52 drop overnight. Now, what's going to happen when it becomes clear to everybody and the dust settles that the war is still going? Will Trump stop his, we'll destroy your civilization, you'll never come back, we'll blow up your water plants, genocide talk? War crimes talk? Because that's what caused the backlash. And a bunch of Republican senators saying, hey, buddy, when you do stuff, you can't call it a war crime. You got to call it something else. We're all for blowing them up, but you don't give the definition of it and say I'm going to commit a crime. I'm going to rob a bank, and I'm going to shoot the tellers when I go in. I mean, it's bad guy stuff. It's super villain Marvel comic. Give it to my demands or I'll destroy your planet. I am from the Bagugian Empire. I am from Cycronia. I am from Mars. I am here. You take me to your leader. You have 1 hour to capitulate till we destroy the planet. Tell me where the rebel base is or I'll destroy your home world of Alderaan. And here's Trump. Numerous agreements, lists, and letters are being sent out by people that have absolutely nothing to do with the USA-Iran negotiation. In many cases, they are total fraudsters, like the official Iranian government. And then Vance puts it out and says, yeah, this is the agreement. Charlatans and worse. They will be rapidly exposed after our federal investigation is completed. There is only one group, meaningful points, that are acceptable to the United States, and we will be discussing them behind closed doors during these negotiations. We were told the agreement was done. We were told they agreed to open the strait, which they did. We were told all this. We were told it was done. Now it's a negotiation. Go back to it. They will be rapidly exposed. I'm at CNN. After our federal investigation is completed, there is only one group of meaningful points that are acceptable to the United States, and we will be discussing them behind closed doors during these negotiations. These are the points that are the basis of which we agreed to a ceasefire. It is something that is reasonable and can easily be dispensed with. It is very much like fake news CNN last night, headline of source that had no authority or authority to write a letter claiming great authority, President Donald John Trump. This was given to CNN, they report, by Vance's delegation. The Iranians put out the same thing. We heard it was a two-week ceasefire. The ceasefire didn't hold. Now what are oil prices going to do? Yeah, people are going to wait and see. They'll probably stay where they are. And now when this falls through, and I think it will, wars are like black holes. They suck everything into them. It's very hard to stop them once they're started. I hope I'm wrong. But I think there's a 98% chance that within 2 weeks, it's even worse than it was yesterday. And a very good chance Trump's going to double down back to his old Tyrannosaurus Rex. Terrible tyrannical lizard behavior. That's what it means in Latin. And we're going to be there. Unless the public puts pressure and sane minds reach out to Trump, which did get him to listen. That's being admitted to. So don't think your voice doesn't count. When the neocon bots call you a traitor and an Iranian agent or whatever, because you're like, no, you can't destroy our whole civilization. No, you can't make sure they never come back. Remember, we're trying to liberate these people. No, Israel drug you into this and told you to be over in 4 days. They lied. And then you have other people that again, are running around celebrating. The classic little talk radio hosts and, you know, influencers that just regurgitate pure bull. And they're just like, devastating 25 trillion, quadrillion, zillion, bagillion, chess beyond God's mind. Trump got him to agree to everything by threatening to kill them all. Great genocide threat. Jones, you're an idiot. See, we were proven right. Incredible. Incredible. Midnight hammer, it's over. No war with Iran ever. You were wrong when you said last summer that this would just lead to an expanded war. Very soon. No, you're wrong. We're right. Incredible. The war is over and Iran gave us everything. Meanwhile, Iran, if you see the agreement that Trump nebulously says is inaccurate, got everything it wants. And yep, it just came out. Iran state media says Strait of Hormuz is closed again. Iran has suspended the passage. Put it back on screen, please. Iran, this is the government of Iran has suspended the passage of oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israel strikes in Lebanon. The IRGC's Fars News reported earlier today two oil tankers were able to transit the strait with permission from Iran, Fars stated. And Trump will call that a gift. They're probably Chinese. We're doing a deal. They gave us 10 tankers. They gave us two. We got the oil. Big victory, big prize, fruit basket, some nice summer sausage in there, some chocolate candies and some coffee and some spiced tea. Nice basket. Gonna give them another, you know, another 2 weeks. Okay. So that's where we are. I'm going to go over the plan that the New York Times got from the delegation and from the Iranians, from the U.S. and from the Iranians. Oh, Mark Levin's saying more things about me. Yeah, Mark Levin was calling for these Blaze reporters that are warning about the war to all be fired. And I said, yes, fire and bomb anyone you don't agree with. When you die, you're going to share a jail cell in hell with Hitler. And then says Goebbels, that's the Nazi propaganda minister, I could see you as a camp guard, you disgusting slob. Have you paid your bills yet, deadbeat? You mean the fake CIA, FBI-run show trials that'll be overturned by the Texas Court of Appeals? There he is defending the left's war on free speech and calling me a deadbeat and a slob. Hey, buddy, I did hundreds of sit-ups and push-ups today and lifted a bunch of weights, and I hiked 5 miles yesterday, and I am not a fat slob. I mean, what is this thing? I am a fat slob? I've been overweight and kind of slobbish before. You look like dandruff on the ass of a possum or something that crawled out of Satan's butt. I mean, I love, like, can you argue with something I said? I responded to him saying, fire this Blaze reporter that criticized the war. Fire this piece of crap, this slob, this garbage, get rid of him. And meanwhile, he's like, you know, blow up and kill everybody we disagree with in the Middle East. And I respond with real facts. You want to fire people and bomb people you disagree with, and you're going to share a jail cell in hell with Hitler. And his response is, you're a fat slob, deadbeat, that won't pay the Democrat Party their $1.5 billion fake judgment. Oh, yeah, he was an ever-Trumper back when Trump was getting sued by the same people, the same law firms. He supports the same law firms. I bet that slob can't even wipe his ass. I mean, look at him. It's like a raccoon or something. But he's so pissed. I got clips of him coming up. Oh, he's so mad. He was calling for Trump. Well, if the military says we'll lose hundreds of thousands of troops invading, they'll die. Then use a nuclear weapon. So I love having Mark Levin because he attacks me a bunch. I can't keep track of it. I'll just be going around through X reading news articles. And it's just like Mark Levin attacking me, Mark Levin attacking me, Ben Shapiro attacking me. I love it because you're Jonathan Pollard. You're an Israeli intelligence asset in my view. You certainly operate just like one. You're a propagandist. You're the guy that writes the propaganda for Sean Hannity. So you're the mouth of Sean Hannity. You're the voice of Sean Hannity, or he's your mouth. So you're the propagandist, pal. Who's the point man on negotiations? Who cut out our ally? Who has fought by our side? Unlike most NATO countries. So last night and today, he's like, oh my God, I've got the plan. He got it from Israel too. It's the real plan. That is a major defeat from what Trump wanted. Unconditional surrender. Okay, you can have your uranium if it's not enriched this level. We have inspectors. Okay. Reparations. Okay, you can control the strait and charge $2 million per ship. You get a million, another country gets another million. That is a major, 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 major defeat. But it's okay, because continuing deeper into it, it will be a bigger defeat. You got to know when you've been hoodwinked, Trump. You got to know when you've been scammed by the Israel lobby and the weird Christian Zionist fruitcakes, Pastor Hagee. Yeah, there it is. There will be no deal. Let me say it in the great and powerful laws. There will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender. After that, and the selection of a great and acceptable leader, we and many of our wonderful and very brave allies, Israel, and partners, will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Iran will have a great future. Make Iran great again. MEGA. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. That was back on March 6th, a month and 2 days ago. Aged very well. Then we got this. Let's do this in Darth Vader's voice. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, we're different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail. Maybe something revolutionary, wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the people of Iran! And then he basically gives them everything they want. And then that's embarrassing, so he pulls back from that. Oh, I got the stock market back up. I got the oil down. Okay, now the war's not over, and now there's no peace deal. And now Mark Levin is back in charge. The midget riding master blaster. Remember, I use the analogy months ago. Everybody uses it. It's a popular meme. Type into X. Trump and Israel master blaster meme. That's beyond Thunderdome. It's a little engineer midget, or dwarf actually, that sits on like this 7 foot tall giant mentally retarded man. And so they decide who runs Barter Town, but who can win the gladiatorial games. Well, he's got the master blaster, is the two together. Who runs Barter Town? Master Blaster runs Barter Town. And here's Trump and walking over in a little elf outfit, little demonic flying monkey outfit. I want Trump as the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz with the neocons and flying monkeys. Give it to me. But there's Levin. He's right now climbing back up the back of Trump. He had to stop and have a few dingleberries first, but a little snack. Little sustenance, little kosher sustenance. But now he's climbing. He also had a little moil service on Trump. You need to update on your circumcision. See a little moil work on Trump. Then he climbed up, had a few dingleberries, and now he's climbing back up to his perch atop Trump.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, underrested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah,
but they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So that's the Iranians. It's a lot of videos across the country celebrating, saying they have had a victory. They haven't won the war against Israel in the United States or against the people that run our countries and have done this, but they are winning it, and they control the strait. They can keep control. The regime hasn't fallen. They just have to hold on. And I'm not comparing them to George Washington in their politics, but in 6 years, persevering and only starting to win the last year. It's a war of attrition. They control the most critical energy choke point in the world for not just oil and gas, but for helium, for fertilizers of all different types. It's ridiculous what goes through there. Basically, the average is usually about 30% of everything goes through there. You pick it, it's going through there. So let's go to a clip of Fox News admits that Israel is extremely upset about this double-sided ceasefire plan with Iran. And then go to clip 13, Mark Levin very upset Now, remember, the propaganda is used as a stunning trillion-D chess move by Trump, by some Republicans that are pro-war. It's the minority. They're just totally delusional. Kind of modern Q-tard stuff. And then you've got Levin and Israel that say this is a total disaster and that they're screwed and you know, it's our fault. We got to fight to the last man. We got to be ready for ground invasion. We got to use nukes. And I got Levin coming up saying that. That's the reality. So, you know, the bad guys in this really is the Israeli leadership, and they're saying this is bad for them. Yeah, you tricked us into this. Trump's figuring it out. It's backfiring big time. And you don't know what to do. That is the reality. This is horrible. People are like, well, wait, don't you want the war to stop? No, I'm glad it's stopping. It's horrible it ever began. What did I tell you 39 days ago on that Saturday show? All of it came true because it's been wargamed. So play clip 18 and 13. Here they are.
Well, the Israelis, for what they know so far with the details in this 2-week delay in the war, they're not too happy with the details, but they say it's President Trump's decision to make. The Iranian response was to fire another missile at Israel. It wasn't 5 minutes from the time that Truth Social post went up that our phones lit up with another incoming missile. This missile was intercepted over Jerusalem. The shrapnel came down. We've got no word of any injuries. It should be noted that word had gone out through the IDF that we should anticipate a lot of missile fire tonight, and they have not taken that down yet. So that's a situation right now. Sometimes we see here in the Middle East that they will fire one just to be defiant at the end, but it's also possible that word hadn't gotten out to the rocket crew. Laura?
That's my fear. If we're going to have some kind of deal, Donald Trump won't be around forever to ensure that it's enforced. That's number one. So I trust him. Number two, I don't trust the enemy. The enemy has shown for half a century that every deal it signs, it violates. So what's going to be different this time? What's going to be different 4 or 5 years from now? Number three, everybody says we don't want regime change. Okay, then we're not going to have regime change. So what does that mean? Well, the regime still exists. Maybe not the top three tiers, but the fundamentals are still there. And some strong man will rise to the top, as they always do. So that's a question. The president is up against really unbelievable obstacles. He is a Democrat party that basically would rather destroy him than the enemy. And that is their focus. Number two is woke right, self-aggrandizing, so-called influencers that are used by the media to attack him and to try and undermine his base. Number three, his base is solid as a rock. 100%, 92% are with him. That's the Republican Party. But there are other issues that nobody's talking about. And I want to raise them because at some point, somebody's going to have to talk about it. What do we do to enforce whatever it is we agree to? How do we enforce it? Are we going to have a rearrangement of our military? We're going to have another base there. But how are we going to do that? Number three, what about the people of Iran? What, are we going to just leave them there? There's nothing that we can do, and we're going to wash our hands over that? That, to me, is morally very difficult. Very difficult to accept. And then what about the proxies, Hezbollah? I was reading these statements. Hezbollah has killed more Americans than Iran directly. Hezbollah is Iran. Hezbollah is firing missiles into Israel by the hundreds still. And here we have a ceasefire that they've already broken. And so, yes, the argument will be, well, they don't have control of this and control of that. Well, if they don't have control of this and control of that, how do we even enter into an agreement?
So that's Mark Levin, or maybe he is just militarily stupid. We know that's not true. He's a deceiver. Netanyahu put out a statement before that show aired last night on Fox and said, we're not stopping. And they're still hitting Iran. They're still hitting Lebanon. They're still bombing and missiling all over the place. Some of the biggest attacks yet. Pull the headlines up. And so Iran's like firing more missiles, and Fox News shows it and says, oh, look, they violated the ceasefire without even saying that they're bombing them. The level of deception. And then Israel attacks first to drag us into this and says, now we have a moral responsibility to go save the Iranians when Israel and our government were giving them weapons and trying to do this overthrow that failed. It failed, Mark. It didn't work. You and Netanyahu and Trump, rise up. They'll be gone in a few days. We've been hearing that for 39 days. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe the mullahs fall. I want to end this war. If that happened, I'll say, wow, a miracle. Still wrong to say you're going to kill everybody in the country. Still wrong to say you're going to bomb their water plants. Still wrong to have Israel running our foreign policy, regardless of whether this was right or wrong. It's wrong to have a foreign power doing this. And Mark Levin and all of them calling for all of us to be censored or taken off the air and calling me Joseph Goebbels. It's un-American. And yeah, the Democrats are sitting back with popcorn, but that doesn't matter because what Trump's doing is wrong. Not just morally, but it wasn't going to work. And then he gives you that lying poll. I could pull up polls for whatever I want, but Rasmussen is the most accurate. The head pollster over there, by the way, he's leaving. He's doing his own thing now, but he's going to be on soon. Mark Mitchell. Is basically 100% accurate, like 99.5%. He was saying Trump was already sliding 8 months ago, which he is, from 56 to 33 now. And 80%+ of Americans are against ground war, and the vast majority are against the war, period. But you heard him. 100% are behind Trump. If you're not a teleprompter, so it's a very sophisticated lie, because you're like, 100% aren't for this. And then he goes, 90% of that in a Republican poll. Well, CNN said 100% of MAGA is behind it. They called some supporters. Job approval is 33%. All right. So moving along here, Stephen Colbert, the horrible poison shot pusher, best buddies with John Podesta. He's getting to score points. Jimmy Kimmel, Democrat Party operatives getting to score points, showing Trump and all the flip-flopping. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
And it's always 2 weeks. He's like a conscientious employee. He always gives 2 weeks' notice.
I'll be making a big decision on the Paris Accord over the next 2 weeks.
We're signing a health care plan within 2 weeks.
We call it the gold card, and we're going to start selling, hopefully, in about 2 weeks.
So we can just sit down, and I'll do this at some point over the next 2 weeks.
They would have had a nuclear weapon within 2 weeks.
We'll have something in 2 weeks.
You'll have your approval in 2 weeks.
I could answer that question better in 2 weeks.
I'll let you know in about 2 weeks.
You can answer that question in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I think in 2 weeks we'll know which way I'm going.
Yeah, I'll add another 2 weeker to the reel because it's 2 weeks.
We've got the compilations. You want to see compilations of him? Some are like 40 minutes long. We had that little short minute 10 when we played last week where he says, don't go to Iran. It's World War III. You get Kamala's World War III. Don't go to full war with Iran, on and on, on. And then now flip-flopping. Or dozens of times, 25 times now, saying, we've won the war. There's regime change. Reasonable people. And then open the effing strait or I'll destroy you all. And then last night, see, we got a deal. It's great. It's all over. Now today, don't believe anything you see. We're going to arrest whoever says that we agreed to this deal. That is the deal. And now he's saying, no, it's not the deal. So they're ready to say, fine, close Strait of Hormuz again. I don't know how fast wall's going to go back up, but probably pretty quick. Yeah, here's a compilation, just a short one of Trump on Iran and what it would do. Here it is.
If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
We're achieving major strides toward completing our military objective. And some people could say they're pretty well complete. We've wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
We are obliterating that country. And I hate to do it, but we're obliterating. And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry as the expression goes, uncle, but they will.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly. You have no idea how badly they want to make a deal. And we'll see what happens.
The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free.
For instance, If I want to take down that power plant, that very big, powerful power plant, they can't do a thing about it.
We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. And they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
We've won this. This war has been won.
If I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it.
All right, let's stop there. There's a lot of compilations. That's him promising to obliterate everything. It's the compilation we played last week twice where he's like, don't go to war with Iran. Kamala wants nuclear war. Vote for me. You have peace. I am peace. Remember all that? Yeah, I don't need to play it again. You all know about it. And then there's another compilation. And if you can't find it, just make another one for next hour. Because it's now 24 times he said on TV, we've totally won. It's over. It'll be over in a few days. On and on. I mean, do I even need to play it? You've heard it. You've seen it. I'm not trying to undermine Trump. He is undermining himself. Now, here's Laura Loomer. She says, I don't want to negotiate with these people. They're bad. It legitimizes them. Lady, you don't know anything about the military. Okay? Our military told him 90% chance no regime change. It fails. It's a close Strait of Hormuz. Our military was right. Tulsi Gabbard, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the vice president, they all told him this. Eric Prince told him this privately and publicly. Couldn't believe he did it. Said next it's going to escalate when we fail. They'll try to get boots on the ground. People said he was crazy 38 days ago, one day after this started. And Eric Prince, kind of a smart guy, was right. Is Eric Prince for the mullahs? Am I for the mullahs? Ridiculous. Preposterous. Do I like Islam? Do I like cancer? Do I like having a broken leg? No. You're like, well, then why don't we blow them up? Because then they collapse and we get the refugees. And then in the meanwhile, we get a bunch of troops killed and the economy goes upside down. Laura Loomer, duh, why we negotiate with them? Because the war not go the way you and Mark Levin think it did. I mean, go back to being paid to eat dog food on air. I'm not trying to be mean to Laura. I've known her for many years, but she's gone completely crazy. And she eats dog food on air for money. You think I'm joking? Just type in Laura Loomer dog food. You pay her $200, she'll eat dog food on air. Yeah, who's paying you, Laura? I mean, we know who is. I'm not going to even go there. It's worse than you think. I mean, she's like a NASCAR. She's got stickers all over. You know who I get paid by? You buying supplements and t-shirts and knives and cool stuff at DollarShowStore.com. There ain't nobody telling me what to think or do. I can't even control myself. I'm not even in control of myself. I'm a loose cannon. That's the assessment of the CIA State Department. And you bet your ass it is, because you can put a gun to my head and I ain't going to lie. Not when lives are on the line. My integrity is who I am. I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And that's why people tune in and they go, why the hell did you say that horrible thing about yourself? Because it's true. I've told you every dirty secret. I've told you stuff I never told anybody on air. This is the truth serum. I get in here and I tell you I've murdered and I am so ashamed of it. 6 children. I paid mad scientists to chop them up and suck their brains out. And the left goes, oh, look, he's discredited. He's against abortion, but he admits he paid for them. Before I got saved, real saved, before I repented when I was 18 years old. And that's a whole other story I've told many times, but it's miraculous. It is my dad rebuking me and kicked me out of the house. I just graduated high school. They were already saying get an apartment, move out. I had jobs. I was making plenty of money myself. I've always been an entrepreneur. And I had this very nice 25-year-old lady over who was pretty wild. And she was all swanking around in the kitchen and kind of said some little bit of flirtatious stuff to my dad in front of my mom. And my mom went to my dad and she said, David, it's time for him to move out. Get him out of here. I'm sick of all these women he's bringing in here. And he comes back in my bedroom and I'm out and he's in there and he goes, what is this? What is this? It was a Planned Parenthood $300 abortion. And I said, it's an abortion. He said, stop killing my grandchildren. He goes, you're out of here this weekend. And he went and found me an apartment, got me in it, literally got a U-Haul and threw my stuff out and said, we don't want to have a relationship with you if you murder our grandchildren. And I started having nightmares about the abortions I'd funded at that point. And it was like a black cloud coming in, like a demon attacking Tucker. But it was something like that. You know, kind of just ooh, chills, and you know, God coming down on me, and you better stop. And I stopped it. I stopped it. I reproved myself. And then God said, "You got a mission. You're going to be political. You're already into that stuff. Go do this." I had this sudden drive, and I basically stopped dating for a while, and had to cut that off. And that's how I got on air at 20 on Access TV and on local radio at 21 and number one by 23 in this town in the ratings and syndicated by 25. And that's the mission. That's it. But I tell you who I am. Nobody else tells you that stuff. But if God could forgive me and raise me up to fight evil, but I'm not going to lie to myself about what I did. I didn't know I was killing. I thought it was a blob. I believe the lies. But I now know what I did, and I repented, and God has forgiven me. But I didn't mean to go off into that story. I apologize. It's just that the left will air that and say, oh, look, he admits he's a horrible person. No, I did things that were wrong. I was lied to, and then I had already been, you know, saved and baptized when I was a kid and went to church and loved Jesus and felt the presence of God and all that. But I got off track. Let's say that was backslidden. But the next time I got hit by God after that, a couple months after I moved out, I was put on a mission. And then about 5 years into that, 5-6 years into that, I told the story about like the real next level. And this wasn't the Holy Spirit making you cry and the comforter for baby Christians. This was like having a major general or a general give you your commission and show me the future. And I've been telling you since then, 27 years ago, about what was going to happen, how we exposed the globalists, and we'd have caused a worldwide awakening, and all the things, and how I'd be persecuted for it. I was told that in a download before I signed on the dotted line. It wasn't a contract, but it was a spiritual contract. That's how real God is, folks. And then my mind and my discernment was upgraded, leveled up, and I've leveled up 4 or 5 other times since then. It is powerful serving God. It is amazing serving God. So when I tell you this war would be a disaster, when I tell you it's a setup, when I tell you it's multi-leveled manipulation, and I'm proven right, know that I'm telling you what I really believe, and you've seen it come true again. Let's go to Laura Loomer. Here she is.
Think that it was good at all to try to negotiate with these people, because now they think that they have legitimacy, that they are, you know, equal partners at the table, and that they are equals to our negotiators here in the United States. And I think that that is a grave mistake. I think that it is a grave mistake to make these terror leaders, these terrorist leaders, these IRGC leaders who are now in charge of Iran, to let them think that they are legitimate actors. I think that it's really dangerous for the long term of our own, not just our national security, but the survival of our country and the survival of Western civilization. I think it was a terrible decision today. I think it was a terrible decision to have a ceasefire. And I do believe that whether it's a Republican or a Democrat who we have as president in 2028, Iran is going to end up having the upper hand, because let's be honest, we're never going to have another president with the state of affairs right now in the world, in our country. We're never going to have another president that's as pro-Israel, pro-Western civilization as Donald Trump. And being pro-Israel doesn't mean you're pro-Jewish. It means that, you know, you support our ally in the Middle East that is on the front lines of combating jihad. And so if
all right,
we end
enough.
Up...
Standard neocon Israeli propaganda. Hey, Cupcake, We're 39 days in. Oil was at 150. That'll cause a global depression if it continues, his economist told him. It's a fact. They held on. They won the war of attrition. He has to negotiate with them because they're winning. She doesn't have a basic understanding. She reads off a teleprompter what she's told to say. No need to put her in a straitjacket and make fun of her. It's sad. Laura used to be a sweeter girl. I don't even dislike her. She's very sad. It's disgusting. Zero Hedge is reporting that the Iranian news, and we've got it, it's confirmed, is saying they're planning a strong response to Israel for continuing to just blow up whole neighborhoods. I mean, five blocks at a time, just everybody's houses, just killing everybody. And the news, little dead kids everywhere. I mean, this is just terrible. And it makes the Muslims look like the good guys. So I just cannot stand this, and I don't like being the bad guy. So I'm not going to support any of this, and I'm going to get more and more hardcore against it all. 112 killed in Israel's devastating attacks across Lebanon. Yeah, I've seen the footage. It's just unbelievable. Entire neighborhoods just vaporized. Is that what you voted for, folks? We're supposed to sit here and go along with the new Trump run by Mark Levin. But Levin's getting sidelined for now. But the way Trump flip-flops around, you know, I think he'll be back in charge soon enough. We're going to break. I got what Nick Fuentes has to say about us losing the war. I wouldn't go that far yet, but by staying in it, we lose it. What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Huge sale going on right now. It's going to end very soon. You can get methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, the very best, at the lowest price at cost, $16.79, when you're a subscriber. You can cancel it free anytime. You just lock it in, and as long as you stay a subscriber, it locks it in at cost, $16.79 a month. Medical grade will change your life. You're insane if you don't get this. New InfoWars cooler, limited edition, $199 value for $99. If you're a VIP, $79. And it's got all these free goodies, sunglasses, all this other stuff in the bundle that goes with it. That's limited edition. The backpack, I think there's like 100 of those left. It's about to sell out. We have a rolling sale, Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD, the PQQ, all that incredible for your body. 40% off Shilajit caps, gummies, MK Ultra Brain Boost, Atomic Defense, all 40% off. Colostrum and Life Force, 35% off. Iodine tincture selling out, by the way. More's coming in, 30% off. It's amazing. TheAlexShowStore.com. While you're at it, check out the incredible Patriot apparel, the widest selection anywhere at TheAlexShowStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from TheAlexJonesStore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.